Gemara,
where the Gemara is the line, Lemaisa, that says Rav Elazar Oser. Everyone got it? First long line, Dal Banaf. There's a lot we got to see today. So let's move. We got a lot to do, a lot of Mahalchim Bizership. Everyone got it? Rav Elazar Oser? First long line of the Gemara. Okay? Rav Elazar Oser. Yes? You the read, please. Rav Elazar Oser. Let's go. Dal Banaf, last short line. Rav Elazar Oser. Let's go. Says Gemara Square. The Dikduke Mitzvahs. Kasavar. Bishimur. They're not careful about Shimur. They don't care. They push it, don't care. Rav Elazar says you can have what? Ksuv Batayra, you can have Dot. They don't care about Dikduke Mitzvahs. They're not Piki Bashir. Yes? They're not Piki Bashir. Plain and simple. Rashi. What did Rashi comment? We said it. Let's say it outside. What do we say Rashi comments on? What did Rashi say? He doesn't like the expression. Kasavar lo biki bishir. He didn't like that girsa. Why not? Because the issue is chametz. Yes? If you want to have that girsa, what word did he say you had in? Meshomrim lachametz. Yes? Should have the word and they're not covering lachametz. Then he quoted what else? He quoted Yesh Beforshim. What did Yesh Beforshim say? Rebbe Elazar Oser Lot says. That's not appropriate law. So what should it say? Posel. He says, Lav Milsi. So Lamai said, that's what Rashi commented there. Okay, go ahead. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel. If they do mitzvahs, don't read matzahs, please, guys. Okay, if they do mitzvahs, any mitzvah they do it better than us. Frek the Gemara. Let's go. I knew what? That's the Tanakama. How is Rav Shimon Gamliel different? How many Tanaim are there? Three Shitas. Yes? Three Shitas. Tanakama, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yeah? Sekta Frekta Gemara. What's the difference between one and three? I do Tanakama. Go ahead. Oh, the first Afkamina the Gemara wants to offer. It's written in the Chumash, but it's not what? They don't observe it. Plug it in. Notice that was against the heading that we started off yesterday. What was the heading yesterday? Echzuke below what? Below Ksiva. So the Gemara is going to try a different nafkamina than what it had presented from earlier. Is that correct? The Gemara, remember what, Bench? Remember what the Gemara said earlier in the middle of the Amud? It said Echzuke below Ksuve. Now we're flipping it and saying maybe this is the nafkamina. Plug it in. Go ahead. Tanakama Savar. As long as it's written, even though they don't observe it, we assume they do it. Go ahead, Rav Shimon Gamliel. If they observe it, yes. And if not, not. So it's a machloikis. So in a case where it's written and they don't do it, Tanakhama says it's good, Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's bad. Frek to Gemara, go ahead. What's a yachi mean? What's a yachi? If that's the case, go ahead. The expression kol mitzvah go ahead. It should say im. Why? What does kol mean? Rashi says. What does kol always do? Kol always not more includes it. Adds on to it. And therefore, what are we doing here? What's the nafkamina we're offering? Ksiva lo chziku. What is Rav Shimon Gamliel's holding? Ksiva lo chziku. He's machmir. He's diminishing. So the word kol is inappropriate. Should say im chziku. It's a great kasha. Ella, go ahead. Rather, the right nafkamina is what? Go ahead. Loksiku ba. Read it again. El ika benayu. It's not written in chziku ba. Exactly like we said yesterday, right? Didn't it say yesterday? It said loksiva chziku ba. That's exactly what we said yesterday. Tanoi he said what? So now we're going back to what we said before. You got it? This is the nafkamina. Plug it in. Go ahead, Yudit. I don't care about a chziku. All I care about is chziva. If it's chziva, it's good. If it's not chziva, it's not good. I don't care about the chziku ball. Go ahead. No, as long as you do it, it's good. Let's get it down. According to this sugya, what is the nafkamina between Rav Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Let's go. Let's go, guys. Okay? What is the nafkamina? What is the nafkamina between the Tanakhama Kor and our sugya and Chulin?
It's written.
What is the nafkamina? What?
If it's written, they have a.
If it's if it, the Gemara says ikim and like we said in the heading before, it's what lo ksiva v'chzikuba, lo ksiva v'chzikuba, and they observe. Plain and simple. Okay, machlokus, Tanakhama, tafkuf. Holds what?
No.
Good. I'm sorry, no good. Correct. Low tone. We don't rely on that. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel say?
It's all good.
He says tov. What does Rav Elazar say? He says everything's bad. Even if they have both, we don't trust them. We got it? That's the nafkamina, Rafi, that comes out of this Gemara. Plain and simple. Without a doubt. Says Tosfos, there's another sugyan shas. There's another sugya in Shas getting in Daf Yudah Mid Aleph that says that what? Go ahead, Yudah, second, last Tosfos on the Amud. Guys, look inside. A lot of times Tosfos has an implied kash, even though it doesn't say Beferish. Go ahead, Ika Ben Ayu. Kule. Mukach, it's proven. The Tanakama, the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Oh, there's another sugyan gittin that says that that nafkamina the Gemara tried here is a good nafkamina, is a good nafik. Siva, below ichzikuba. That is a good nafkamina. Now, why did the Gemara reject it here? Because of what? Why did the Gemara reject this over here? Gemara and Gittin, the Tanakama is what? What does the Tanakama hold? Tov. And what does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold? Lo Tov. Because why? Tanakama looks at if it's written, bench. And what does Rav Shimon Gamliel look at? Ichziku. So Tosh says, what's going on here? Our sugya, walk, you walk away from our sugya, the nafkamina is what? What's the nafkamina? Lo ksiva ichzikuba. You look at getting daf yudim and aleph, you have to look at all shas together when you're learning, says Tosis. You look at the sugyan getting Jake, what do you got? Siva below what? Below achzikuba. Okay? Let's focus. Your chazer over sukkahs also. Don't worry about it. Sure you did well. Even if you didn't do well, don't worry about it. Did grizzle, you come every day and work hard. Okay? What is this now? How do we square the two gemaras together? Everyone follow the stira? It's an implicit kasha. An implicit kasha. Just stira minei obey. Why is it that we rejected that nafkimina? Because it didn't fit what word? What word didn't it fit? Why did our Gemara reject this nafkimina? Because it wasn't kol. Kol was inappropriate, right? Wasn't that why the Gemara rejected this nafkimina? We just learned it, no? The word kol is always adding, not constricting. Right?
Because it rejects it doesn't mean that it's like...
Okay, so, all right, but I'm just pointing out the evidence. This is what our Gemara says, is what the Gemara Gittin says.
That's still not a problem.
Okay, so Tosfos asks it as a kasha. So let's see how Tosfos resolves it. Okay? Go ahead, Yehuda, look inside. This starts the answer. Go ahead. Period. Why do we bring in this whole sugya? What do we start from, guys? What do we bring in this whole sugya on Gimel Beis of two dots? After the chart, what was this whole brisa about? A shchita of a kusi about birds too, right? Is a shchita of a kusi on behemoths and birds? Are they good or are they not good? Is that correct?
No.
So therefore, we got ourselves into a machlokes tanoim tanoihi. Well, this is, depends on a machlokes tanoim. So the only reason why we what? The only reason why we bring this whole sugin is because of Shechitas Kusi. Happens to be by Shechitas Kusi, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and that's the only case we're mentioning. That's all. We want to just focus on Shechitas Kusi. And Shechitas Kusi is such that what? That it's what? It's not written in the Torah, but what else? But do the Kusim do it? Guys, is Shechita written in the Torah? No. It's not written to Pharisee all the halachas. But do they observe it?
Yes.
That's why we brought it in. But not to exclude the Gemara where? In Gittin. Both are correct. Get it down.
Both are correct. That's what you were hinting at, Bench. The only reason why we mention this one is because we focus on Shechitas Kusi. And it didn't fit the Lashon Kol. That is correct. But that's saying the same thing. Shechitas Kusi was talking about a case of what? Of Kol. And therefore it didn't fit. So we focused on what? The Nafkemina that we have of Loksi Lichzikubah. That's the first answer. Second answer. Go ahead, Yehuda. Shehikshe. Im hachziko ba mi boile. It should say mihziko ba v'sham what? Pirashnu. And there we were masperit. There we were masperit. So what is the second answer of Tosis? Second answer of Tosis that we're only going to give a nafkamina that doesn't have a problem with the word kol. This has no problem with the word kol. Why does this have no problem with the word kol? Because Rav Gamliel is being made. What does Rav Gamliel say? Lo ksiv v'chzikuba. He says it's good. He's not diminishing. So therefore it fits the word what? This fits the word what? What word does this fit, Rav Shmuel Gamliel Shita?
Kol.
So we say the one that fits the word kol. But is that to exclude this one? No, God forbid. Both answers are saying the same thing. They're technical answers. The first answer is to present Shechitas Kusi. And therefore, Shechitas Kusi happens to be a situation of lo ksiv v'chzikubah. Second answer is to fit the word kol. Now, at the end of the day, if you have both nafkaminas, does the word kol fit? Yeah, it fits this lot. Doesn't fit well in this lot. I don't care about that. At least there is a situation where the word kol is what? Rav Galil is being more adding on. And that doesn't bother me. So at the end of the day, Jake, when you walk away from this Tosis, what is Tosis saying? If I ask you, what is the Machlokes Tanakam Rav Shmuel Galil? What is the answer? Both cases. In Chulin, it's Lo Ksiv Lichzikabah. In Gittin, it's Ksiv Lichzikabah. And that's fine. Okay? Now get this down. Not all the Rishonim agree with this. There happens to be three Shitas. Let's get it. You open up the Ramban, which I gave you, and the Ramban says, I'm sorry, Tosis, I beg to differ strongly. Says the Ramban, I want you to know something. Says the Ramban, let's get it down. The Ramban says, Nirmasko Ella, plain and simple. He says, the Machlokes Tanoim is only a case of what? Is only a case of what our Gemara says is what? Lo Ksiva the what? Lo ksiv v'chzikubah. What about in the case of ksiv v'chzikubah? Everyone agrees they're good. Get it down. Everyone agrees it's good, no matter what. They only argue on ain't ksuv v'chzikubah. But ksuvabah, everyone agrees it's good, even if we haven't seen them observe it. It's written in the Chumash. That's what the Ramban. Yeah, Rabbi Lazar we're not talking about. Rabbi Lazar is always mockering everything. Correct, Yehuda. Yes. According to the Ramban, what I wrote on the board number 2 is wrong. Everyone agrees it's good. Change Rav Shmuel Lo Tov to Tov. Okay? That's what the Ramban sheet is. The Ramban sheet is plain and simple. The Ramban says that the Gemara Gittin never said such a thing. Never ever did the Gemara Gittin say such a thing. Never said it once. He says, you reread the Gemara. The Ramban says, no way. Says the Ramban, actually it's number 2nd Shita. This is all Tosfos. This is Tosfos Shita. Okay? 1, 2 is the Ramban. The Ramban says, in the case of what? Ksiva. Malon. Ichziku. What does he say? Tov for both. Tanakama, Tov, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Tov. Exactly. He says there is no such Gemara in Gittin. He rereads the Gemara. So he argues very strongly on our Tosfos. He doesn't bat an eyelash. Okay? So according to Ramban, what's the only nafkamina? The one that's mentioned in Chulin, which is called what? Lo ksiva v'wad v'chzikupa. Third Shita. Please get it. The Ritva. The Ritva. The Ramasko Ella. First quotes our Tosfos. Then he quotes the Ramban. And then he says, you know what?
We have a Mesorah. Our Mesorah is, the Gemara has this line somewhere in Shas, and in general in learning, we don't like to augment Machlekesim, even in Lomdus. And the phrase is as follows. Please get it down. Da'fushei plugta lo mafshinin. I don't like to add Machlekesim. We try to limit the Machlekes all the time. In Lomdus as well. And therefore says the Ritvoya, I am going to side with the Ramban. And therefore the Machlekes is only which? On our Gemara, which said lo ksiva v'ichzikuba. Afushe plukta lo mafshinin. Not a third sheet. I'm sorry, not a third sheet. He presents both, and he sides with the Ramban. Correct, Sam. It's not a third sheet. We're going to get to it now. But you want me to write the phrase? Let me write the phrase. Afushe. Afushe means erek. Plukta lo mafshinin. And that's a general cloud we like to know in Lomdus. Okay? Afushe, adding pluto, machloikasim, we don't like to do. So the Ritva says, I will beg to side like the Ramban. I think the Ritva's Rebbe was the Ramban. Okay? Yes?
The Ramban says,
Tov, Tanakama. The Ramban holds, Ksiva lo chziku, both the Tanakama and what? And the Rav Shim Gamliel hold Tov. Okay? There is no machlokas according to him. Gemara never said such a thing. It's not beferish in the Gemara. Okay. And then as Sam points out very astutely, there is a third sheet. And that third sheet in the Rishonim is a Tosis in Meseches Gittin and Daf Yudam and Aleph that says he's not sure. I'm not sure whether Tosis in Chulin is right or the Ramban in Chulin is right. He says like this, and I want you to get the two options. He says, Mitzad Echad, if it's Ksiv of Lo Ichzuk, the bottom line is, I don't think Rav Shimon Gamliel holds of that. Why? Because what should he have said? Kol Mitzvah Shek Suva Rechzikubah. Did he mention anything about Ksuva? Did Rav Shimon Gamliel say a word about Ksuva? No. That implies that he holds what? He would argue and say it's low toll.
But can you say he implied the other way?
Okay, that's exactly what he says, Yudah. That's what he's unsure about. But the first side is to say like who? First side is to say like Taisvis, that what? He doesn't buy Ksuva. He didn't say anything about Ksuva. He said, Kol Sheikh Sikubah. So the mail that shows he holds like what? Himself against through the Ramban. And then he says like Yudah said, but maybe it's a Kol Shekain. If he holds observances enough to trust them, then for sure if it's written in the Chumash. And he didn't need to mention it. And therefore it'll come out, maybe the Ramban is right. He says, I'm not sure. So there's three sheetahs in Rishonim, guys. Please get it down.
The third one is
okay? Tosis and Gittin Yudah and Aleph. Dibra Maskel E Tanakama. Okay, yes, Jake, go ahead.
If you go to the first one, does it still go against the Kol?
No, because remember what I said? If you go like Tosos by us? No, Tosis and Gittin says I'm not sure to hold like Tosis, or I'm not sure to hold like the Ramban. So we said according to Tosos, because the Machlokas is by both slots, the word Kol fits by one. He's adding on by one slot. I understand, but he says the same phrase. He says Kol Mitzvah Shechzikubah. So the Kol is appropriate in this slot where it's Shechzikubah. He's adding. So on that slot, the Kol is appropriate. On this slot, Kol is not. That doesn't make a difference to me. As long as the word Kol is appropriate, one of the slots, that's fine. Technically, language-wise. But these are still valid nafkiminas, both of them. That's all. You follow me? That's what we're saying. Now, Don, remember we said that yesterday? It's no problem that Kol can, in fact, be what? Fine, as long as it fits one of the slots. Okay. Now, what is the Gemara in Gittin say? I want you to get it. Okay? I want you to get it. What is this Gemara in Gittin? So we shouldn't think it's mysterious to us. Please get it down. And what the Raya and what the disproof is. The Mishnah there in Gittin discusses the following. The word get in Mishnayos means a document. We always think of the get as a bill of divorce between a man and a woman. But the bottom line is Mishnayos, the word get means a document. It could be a document in Dini Momenus too. So the Mishnah has the following line. Kol get sheyesh alav eid kusi is puzzle. Follow what I just said? Every star, every get, means a star, that has an eid kusi on it, it's puzzle. Except for which two? Gitte nashim and Shechruri Avadim. Gittin Nashim, we all know, is what? A man divorcing a wife, God forbid. What is Shechruri Avadim? When Adam frees his Eved Kenani. We know what an Eved Kenani is, we said, remember? You buy him off the slave market, he's a goy, you give him meal and tefillah, chai mitzvah, like a what? Like a Jewish woman. He's a half-Jew, says the Rambam. Then when he wants to go free, you have to put him in mikvah a second time. Tefillah Shniyah, the Rambam says that's the Rice, he's a full Jew. Nikoyosis is only the Rabbanan you have to do tefillah. But he becomes a full Jew. Okay? Again. Gittin Nashim, a get, and a star shikhr. To free an Eved Kenani, okay? So the Gemara says, who's the town of this Mishnah? Again, when is it a Kusi Pasol? By all stars, din yamamanis. By a Ge'ish and Ishtar Shikr, what's it din? Kusher. So the Gemara says, who's the Tana? If it's what? If the Tana Kama, if it's like the Tana Kama, then what's the Tana Kama say? They should be Kusher, even my Shar Stars. Because why? Are those things written in the Torah? Yes. Stars are written in the Torah. So since stars are written in the Torah, why should you limit it only to Gedish and Shtar Shikr to be kosher? Yes? If it's the Tana Kama Ksiva, what makes them kosher? And if what? Lamai Sitzer Shim Gamliel, it depends. If they observe it, then let them eat kosher and all stars. If they don't observe it, let them eat Pusl, even my Gedish. Who's the Tana? The Gemara's perplexed. Okay. Yes?
If we're saying it's like over Shim Gamliel, and we go against Tosfos, first thing in the
closet. No, let's focus on the Mishnah. Let's say the riot. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says every star that has an 8 kusi sign on it is what? Is possible except for what? Get Ish and the Star Shukr. Who's the Tana? If it's the Tana Kama, then what? All stars are written in the Chumash, then what? Then it should be kosher for all of them. And if it's Rav Shimon Gamliel, it should depend whether they observe them or not. Yes? So the Gemara is perplexed. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? So what do you see from that line? The fact that Shimon Gamliel says that he only rely on them if they're Ichziku, and the Tanakama doesn't say that, you see from Tosfos that what? That's the Nekuda Machlokes. When something is what? When something is written, but it's not what? It's not observed, the Tanakama says it's good, and what does Shimon Gamliel say? It's not good. Black on white, I just said it to you, the Gemara. That's how our Tosfos knew that Nafka Mina was said. You want me to say it again? I'll say it one more time. The Gemara says, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? If it's the Tana Kama, it should be good by all stars, because stars are written in the Torah. And if it's from Shimon Gamliel, it should depend on what? Whether they what? Observe it or not. Gemara is saying black and white. What's the Nakuda? Tana Kama loves Ksiva, and Rav Shimon Gamliel loves what? Observance, correct. So you see that what? They argue about Ksiva, Lo, and Siku. You follow me, Natan? How do you reject that Raya? That's what Tosha said by us. That's why Jake, what? I want you to know this. That's why Tosfos says the nafkamina is in both cases. You follow me? That's why there's a nafkamina in both cases, Tosfos says. Because of that Gemara and Gittin. If you're from the Ramban, how do you reject this? The Ramban said, what did the Ramban say? I wrote on the board. That the Gemara and Gittin never said such a thing. Well, I just said over the Gemara to you pretty clearly. That the Gemara is saying the Ferish of Machlokes is in that case. If you're the Ramban, how do you reread it? So I want you to get this. The Ramban says, you know why? Because the Gemara never asked over the Ramai Benayu. The Gemara never said once, got into an Afkaminis. And the Gemara Lamaisa wanted to just focus on the Tanakama. Why is it not kosher also by getting Staris? Because both of them are written in the Torah. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, who mentions Chazaka, is told me Chziku. Meaning the Ramban says, don't bring me any Raya from that Gemara. No Raya at all. The Gemara was just trying to what? The Gemara never got into my Benai, what's a nafkamina? The Gemara just wanted to know, according to the Tana Kama, if they're all written in the Torah, then they all should be kosher. And according to Shimon Gamliel, it should also be told in Chazaka. The Gemara wasn't saying black on white. That what? That this is a nafkamina? In our Gemara, the Gemara's looking for nafkaminas. What's the word for nafkamina in Shas? The Lashon HaShas? Ika Benayu. Did our Gemara say that? Yeah, the Gemara said even twice. First one it rejected, and it went back to the second, then went to the second one, which was the original heading. Did it say that once again? Never. So don't bring me any Arias, says the Ramban. And I want to prove the Ramban is right, says the Ritva. Get this down. The Ritva says an amazing thing. He says, I'll bring you a Raya that according to Shimon Gamliel, the Kusim are good, Ksivav lo Ichzuk. Yes? Why is it that I wrote on the board that this is good? Ksivav lo Ichzuk according to Shimon Gamliel. Because they're Gary Emissary. What else would Gary Emesane help us for? The fact that they're Gary Emesane, that we're holding like that Shita, that shows you can rely on them. As long as they observe. Otherwise, what are you getting out of Gary Emesane? That's the Rabban's right, and the Rabban is right. That the Gemara never said such a thing. You follow me? Otherwise, what are you getting out of it? What does it help you? Halacha l'maisa. If you cannot rely on them, ain't so mechalem afilu dvarim mufurashim b'Torah. If you can't rely on them, l'maisa, it's written in the Torah, and you're going to tell me lo tov? They're Gary Emesane. Why can't you trust them as Jews? Why not? That's what convinces the Ramban to say that this is not an afkamina. Even Rosh Hashanah O'Neill says, Tov. Are you got that down in your notes? I think that's so convincing. I'm thinking to myself in Seder, what's Tosus going to respond to this? Tosus said this was an afkamina. Jake, you follow me on this? Why would this be an afkamina? How could Rosh Hashanah say, lo, Tov? Aren't they Gary Emesane? They're Gary Emesane. What are you relying on? This is written in the Torah. They're Gary Emesane. Why can't you trust them? So I want you to get this down. The answer is as follows. I'll tell you. Because if they're what? If they were Gary Arias, then what would you say? If they were Gary Arias, then what? If they were Gary Arias, Charlie, then this would even blow up. What do I mean this would even blow up? Loksiva v'chsikuba. Do you think you can trust guys that are Gary Arias? If you hold Gary Arias, then the chsikuba would be meaningless. So at least Gary Emes allows me to trust what? Loksiva v'chsikuba. That's what Tosus would respond back to the Ramban. You hear what I'm saying? That's what Tosus would respond back to the Ramban. Jake, you got this? The Ramban says this slot has to be told. Otherwise, why are they Gary Emes saying? You can't rely on them as Ksiva, at least it's Ksiva, they're Gary Emes. Tyson says, no, I still won't rely on them. I still will not rely on them. Says Tyson, Ksiva, Luxibul. Aren't they Gary Emes? Yes, they have to be Gary Emes for me to rely on them in this case. Of Luxiva, Ksikubul. That their observances are good enough. But I will not believe them in this case of Ksiva, Luxibul. If they're not doing it, I can't trust them. When you hold Gary Emes in, do you need to have them what? Do the practice or not. Tosfos says, halacha l'maisa, you need them to do the practice. If they're not doing the practice, then I can't trust them. The Ramban says, no, I told Gary Emerson, I can trust him with just that alone. That's the machloikis I want you to get. Don't just stomp. I was thinking to myself, guys, I'm not going to mention it. Then I said to myself, why not? I'm not going to mention the Gemara Gittin. That's the basis of this machloikis. You can't skip it over. That's why we set it over. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we said over to Gemara Gittin. You want me to say it again, Sam? Let's say it again. Let's say over the whole thing. From the end of our Gemara, the Maskana was what? Loksiva v'chsikuba. Yes? Tanakama lo tov, shum gul nil tov. There's another Gemara in Chulin. Let me write it down. Gemara Gittin. Dafyud. Gemara in Chulin. Right? This is the Gemara Chulin. This is Taisa Shita. Right? This is Taisa Shita. Gemara and Chulin. This is what we want to know, guys. So we want to know, this is one Nafkimina quoted in Chulin. This is the Gemara Nafkimina Gittin. How do they square? Taisa says, no problem. They both square. Just technically, our Gemara only mentioned this Nafkimina because we were talking about Shita Skusi. And number two, that we're going to answer the word Kol. But in Echanam, at the end of the day, both are nafkaminas, and the word kol fits in this slot, that's enough for it to fit. Rabban says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ with you. This is not a nafkamina. Ksiva lo, everyone agrees that it's good. And what was Tosus Raya? What was Tosus Raya that in Gittin it said it was a nafkamina? Charlie, what was Tosus Raya? What did the Mishnah say in Gittin? Any star, which means a get, that is a kusi on it is possible except for what? Get Ishu Shigur Avadim. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah? So Gemara says, if it's Tana Kama, it should be kosher by what? It's written in the Torah star. So all stars should be good. If it's Rishu, it's depend on whether they do it or not. So you see, Beferish, the Gemara is saying, Ksiva v'chziku is a what? Is a nafkamina. If v'chziva v'chziku, Tana Kama would say good, Rishu says no. So he says, I'm slam dunk, I'm right. So Gemara getting. The Ramban says no slam dunk, and I'll reject it. Rejected easily, says the Ramban. Gemara never meant such a thing. What did the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara didn't say my by now over there. Did it say my by now? Did it say you can be now? No. Gemara by us is looking for nafkimis. Gemara never there. Gemara is just challenging. If the Tanakama holds Kazika, then it should all be good. If the Rishon holds Kazika, then it should depend on that. Gemara's not bringing out any nafkimis. And what's the Ritva's proof of the Ramban? What's the Ritva's proof of the Ramban? Otherwise, if you hold Gary Emesane and you can't trust him, what are you getting out of Gary Emesane? In what sense are you solidifying or concretizing, is the better word, that the Gary Emesane? It was Ksiv Lo Ksiku. What sense? So it must be that they're good. You know what Tos responds to that? No. I'll tell you what sense. If they're Gary Emesane, in the case of Lo Ksiv Lo Ksiku, I can trust them. I can trust them, it's Tov. But in this case, Ksiv Lo Ksiku, forget about it. Just because it's written in the Torah, even if they're Gary Emesane, I don't trust them. So that's the first mile we wanted to see. We got that, Clore? Yes, Yehuda.
So, by Tosfos saying that he holds that basically Kutim, a Gerei Emes, right? And that the fact that they're Gerei Emes allows us
To follow their observances and trust them.
And trust them.
But it does not allow us to say that it's written in the Chumash, automatically it's good.
So what about a Gerei Emes that wouldn't be a Kutim?
No, Gary Amos is good all the time. Here we're talking about this, Machlokes about the Kusim. Historically, did they reconvert? They're a separate story. Correct. Any gears are Gary Amos and everything. We can always trust them. As long as the gear
setting. There's a gray space over there.
Well, Kusim, we want to know. We want to know exactly. Because they had a reconvert, is it enough? Well said. The gear setting, you're always going to rely on. So that's the first Mahalach we have on this Machlokes. Okay? All right. Now we take it a step further. Okay, guys? Let's get it. Let's take this a step further. Previous Tosis before that. Sam, you got this? So get this. There. If I ask you, what is enough community in Tata? Tanakam Rav Shim Gomlio. What's the answer? Three Shitas in Rishon. Tosos gives the two Nafkaminas. The Ramban and Ritva say only one. They agree to this one. Of what? Of Ksivulo Ksikuba. And what does the Tosos say in Gittin? He's not sure. Suffolk. He's not sure which one's right. Why does the Ritva side with the Ramban? Afushi pluto lo maftaglinim. Why should we add machlekes? Yes? And why does the Ramban rereads the Gemara never said by Benav? And the Ritva proves it. What else is Gary Amos? Tais response, though. Okay, we got that? All right. Previous Tais. Rafi, read the previous Tais. Let's go. Guys, look inside. Okay, we got to move. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Previous Tais.
Is
No, the third one. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Matza Kusi Muteris, let's go. There's a rabbinic degree on Pas Akum. Please get it down now. We're not allowed to eat. I have a very fine neighbor, a non-Jew. The nicest guy in the world. Let's say I have Kasher's kitchen, and he bakes me a bread. Can I eat the bread? No. Because I'm afraid he might introduce me to his daughter, and God forbid I would like her, and therefore I might marry her, God forbid. So there was an Isser of Pas Akum. That is in a private home that exists, Bizman Azeh. We Paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch. How does everyone have Pas Akum? It's not Pas Akum, is Usser privately. Pas Palter, Pei Lamed Tesh Resh. If it's made by a baker, it's Mutter. I'm allowed to have entomins. Why? Why am I allowed Fryhoffers? Why is that? Because I don't know who the guy's daughter is. Chacham never made the Xerah. So Pas Palter is Mutter. Please get this down. As long as we're coming to it during Aser Shemei Tshuva, the Mechaber says Yesh Li Zahir. Should be careful not to have Pas Palter. So I want you guys to be makben on it. Mechaber says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Yesh Li Zahir. You should not have Entenmann cookies or a white bread. You should be makben on Pas Yisrael. You can get all Pas Yisrael here. Wherever you are. And talking about Surus Apas, bread and cake and cookies, not talking about cereal and spaghetti. That's not Surus Apas. But we should be makbid during Asir Sumei Tshuva, and the reason is because why we're judges Yechidim during this time. As a Tzibor, it was an impossible thing to hold. Kzereshen Tzibri Yecholam Mabuk, Morris says in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Lamed Vav. Not every city had a Jewish baker. It was a Xerishin Rovat Simri Acholva. But at this time period, Charlie, we're like Yechidim. So you should take this chumra of what? Pas palter. Upon yourself. Yes, Rafi.
What if your neighbor is a baker?
What do you mean your neighbor? A non-Jewish guy?
Yeah.
No, you still can't go in his private home.
No, I'm saying, like, your neighbor, if he bakes bread in the bakery, can you buy from the bakery? Do not.
No, but does a Jew turn on the oven?
No.
Then if it's not pas Yisrael, you shouldn't do it during a Shir Shemay Tshuva.
I'm saying just like stuff.
No, sure you can. Pas palter's, yeah, pas palter's fine. You're buying it from his business.
You know his daughter, I'm saying.
Yeah, but okay, it was a low plugel cool. It was a low plugel cool. You're not going into his house.
Bro,
the concern is if you go into his house, you're going to be able to, you'll meet her.
What
okay? What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. You have no choice. What can you do? If you can, try to get it, bring a lot during first Shemay Tshuva. It's impossible. It's impossible. Maybe try to bring a lot of stuff and freeze it. Okay. So what's Tosis Kasha? So we have to be makbid on this, okay? Yesh Lazar is a Lashon L'Shulchan Aruch. So what's Tosis Kasha? Go ahead. Let's start again. Matzah Kusi. Guys, look inside. Go ahead. No, read the Dibur Maskil. Go ahead.
Matzah Kusi Mitarek.
They were gozer on their bread. Go ahead. During Ezra's time, they played shtick. They weren't doing good things, these guys. They did tricks and stuff. They stopped. They tried to delay the binyan beis hamikdash. Kid Amrinon. You guys ever heard of the medrash called Pirkei Rabbi Elazar? That's Tosos quoting from. So they played a lot of shtick, these guys. Okay? It wasn't good. You know, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of what? The three cardinal sins. Gemara and Yuma, Tesim, base. Murder, idolatry, and adultery. And 70 years later, it was rebuilt. One of the great Rebbeim, Rabbi Aaron Kreisler, that's out. Great Gon, who used to be a Rebbe here. Great Gon is a father-in-law of Rav Shmuel Nachum, one of my Rebbeim. Second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of what? Sinus Chinim, and still hasn't been built. That's a big Musser. Midas. We have to work on the Midas. Three cardinal sins, it was rebuilt 70 years later. Sinas Chinim, we still don't have it. Definition of Sinas Chinim is what? So once I was, what does that mean, based on Sechir? I was Machadish once. There's an Isra to hate a fellow Jew in your heart. But there's a heter once in a while if a guy's a Russia. A Russia means he's over a Lav Sheish B'Mais or more. Anyone less than that heter is considered Sinas Chinim. A guy insulted me, there's no heter to hate him. Only if a guy's a Russia. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sinas Chinim is if I don't have a halachic heter to hate him. That's my definition of Sinas Chinim. That's our Chiddush. And that's a true, precise Chiddush. Sinas Chinim is baseless api aloche. There's no heter to hate the guy. Even if it was mean to you. Sinas Chinim is that it didn't reach the level of the heter to what? Hate the guy. You follow me? That is the definition. So these guys played shtick with us. One sec, Charlie. Go ahead. Let's go, Rafi. So what's Tosis Kasha? How on earth can the Tanakhama say Matzah Kusis Muteris? I can yotze for the Seder night and I can yotze all 8 days eat with it. I'm not worried about it. What are you talking about? We're not like their bread in general. You hear Tosis Kasha? Why not? Because they played shtick with us. Go ahead. Don't tell me the Pusik that what? That was only by the first what? Don't tell me it's only by the original Kusim because they what? They have, still were serving their gods. They were fakers. They were still worshiping this. Elohim Ayuovdim, Pasukim Malachim Beis. They still were serving. Dov, you have a Gemara there?
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer you to look in the Gemara or have a real Gemara. Remember I said that? Rather than use the computer. All right? Because I think it might be a distraction. Okay? Okay, go ahead. So don't tell me that what? Don't tell me maybe it's referring to the original Kusim. Yeah, go ahead.
Daha.
Oh, there's that word, Daha. Why is that wrong, Daha? Because what?
That's going to reject this.
Oh, go ahead. The Kam. I mean, the original Kusim were the ones that were the Gezerah was on, that we came to have their bread. But later Kusim, it's what? Later Kusim are fine. Maybe that's why it's okay. That's a possible answer. Why does he say it's wrong? Go ahead, Daha. Oh, that's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is the same town of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Anyone who eats paskusi is like eating ham, mamish. So you see, Beferish, he lived during that time. Is Rabbi Elazar one of the three shittas in this brisa? Tanakam, Rabbi Elazar, and who else? Shim Gamliel. So obviously, it was during his time. It was the same old kusum, and we don't eat their bread. So what's going on here? How could the Tanakama say such a thing? Everyone agreed with this gzeira. See, I thought one of the guys was going to suggest, oh, maybe Reb Elazar didn't hold of it. This was a gzeira accepted upon collectively Klal Yisrael. So you can't say Reb Elazar, the Tanakhama didn't accept it. Everyone accepted it. And it wasn't just for the early Kusim, it was for all Kusim. So we're back to the Kasha. Go ahead. The Tanina now, another Raya. Go ahead. You have Snuki or Min? What word do you have? We read the brackets always. Min. Min's an apikurs. Eschitis min lavodas kum. What's the din of a min that checks for avodas zara? It's asurbano. Go ahead, pito, his bread. Oh, that means the bread of an apikurs is like a paskusi. So obviously paskusi is what? His asur. So we're back to the drawing board. He quoted you how many maramakomos? Two maramakomos. Rebbe Elazar himself said eating paskusi is like eating ham, and the price about shitas stuki is like a kusi. So obviously it's bad. So we have a great kasha. How can the Tanakhama say it's muteris? Go ahead, Rafi. Wow. What's the answer? The kusi made the dough from what? From Jewish dough. The kusi used Jewish dough. And therefore we know it's fine. He used Jewish dough, that's the case. That's Tyson's answer. Now, why is that such a remarkable answer? Why is that such a remarkable answer? Who gives a similar answer? I gave you the Ritva. The Ritva Dibra Maskel Desanya says that Losh Kusi Isa Mikemach Yisrael. Whose flour did he use? Jewish flour. So it's Sorach Yisrael. So it's the same type of answer. Who's owned? Either he made the dough and he owns it. Okay? Now, what's difficult with this answer? Guys, I want you to get this down. What's difficult with this answer? The first Yaakov asks, we never find such a heter by Pasakum. Never. We never find such a heter by Pasakum that if he makes a what? If he would use my dough. Mind you, Goyish neighbor uses my dough, still Osir. He baked it in his home. Tferes Yisroel asked this kasha. Tferes Yaakov asked this kasha. Not Tferes Yaakov. Number two, he says, right, if the Bialim Yisroel, there's no Isser, then even wheat of a Yisroel should be mutter. Why did it only say dough and flour? Tosa said dough, and Ritva said flour. Why don't you say even wheat? If it all depends on ownership, like Rafi said. And number three, what's a famous heter that I mentioned earlier in Shir? But what's the famous heter that makes something a Pas Yisrael? Who turns on the ovens every morning? The Jew walks in and does it, even to Goy Shonen, that makes it Pas Yisrael. So why don't you mention that heter? Right? I want you to get those three kashas down. Yes, number one, we never find such a heter by Pas Akum that you can use a Jewish guy's dough. He can use my dough and bake it in his home. Still a problem. Number two, if you're going to tell me that Yisrael is the Bible and there's no Isser, so you should use even wheat. Tosas mentioned dough. The Ritva mentioned flour. Just mentioned wheat of Yisrael. It all depends who owns it. Why do you have to start with the flour or dough? Go with the earlier stage. And number three, why didn't Tosas give this heter that the getter of Isser passes like Pasakum? So if a Jew would throw it in, it would make it mutter. So that Lamaisa is considered to be what? That Lamaisa is considered to be the three kashas that the first Yaakov asks on who? There's a heter of Yisrael throwing in a toothpick or turning on the flame. So let him mention that answer. Why did Tais not give those answers? You know what the Ritva says? Which is very difficult, but get it down. The Ritva says the Bryce is talking about before they made the Gzeirah. That's very difficult. That this price is before they made Gzeirah and Pasakum? Why is that difficult? You tell me, Arya, why is that difficult? Because when did we excommunicate the Kusim Natan? Bimei what? Bimei Ezra. So how does the Ritva say that the price was taught before this? What, the price was taught before Ezra's time? The Tanaim were much later. The Tanaim were 100, you know, CE, 200 CE. Ezra was, you know, 510 BCE. So how can you tell me the Ritva's answer, the Bryce is very, very Chiddush, was before the Gzeirah and Pas? Very, very difficult. So If you look in the Tosfos Yontif, please get it down. Tosfos Yontif in Shviz, Perachas Mishnah Yud says, yes, we did excommunicate the Kusim B'mei Ezra, but with the Gzeira on their pas wasn't made till later. Wow, that's a good save for the Ritva. We did excommunicate them long time ago, but the Gzeira on their pas was only made later. It depended upon the fact that we threw them out. We excommunicated them B'mei Ezra because they started playing games with us in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So that's how you could understand the Ritva. Okay, so we saved the Ritva. But nonetheless, we have this answer, halacha l'maaseh, we're giving, which comes out to be a what? A tremendous what? A tremendous answer. Okay? So that's the answer of who? That's the Ritva's answer, and we had three kashas of the Tiferes Yaakov. Yes? Okay. Now we get to what? Tosfos says, what does Tosfos say in Kiddushin? And Davayin Vav. What does Tosfos say in Kiddushin Davayin Vav? What do you say to this? What does Tosfos say in Kiddushin Davayin Vav? Charlie, get it down in your notes. Dirumasko Matzas. You know what he answers? They did it in his home. They did it in his home. Losh, the Ofa Kusi, Losh the Ofa the Beso. He did it in his home. Aval Isha Shakusi Osa Beso Shayisra Mutter. We're talking about a case for what? Depends where the dough was made. And it was made by Beso Shayisra. That's what Tosfos says in Kedushin. Tosfos by us says the what? He used the Jewish dough, but he made it in his own home. Yes? Tosfos Kedushin says, no, he made it in the house of the Yisrael. Now, did anyone come to the Chaburi yesterday? Binyamin, you came, yes? No one got a chance to come. Okay, I know you guys have class, but one of the Kedushim I mentioned in the Chaburah was from the Rishash. We're familiar with Stam Yenim, we mentioned, remember? Yain Nesim, they take the libate, the wine for Avodah Zarah. Stam Yenim is any wine that Goyim touch, yes? So there's the reason why that was made is because of also intermarriage, Bino Sayin. But there is a Chiddush that maybe we could say that the Beisos Shei Yisrael, there's not a problem. Beisos Shei Yisrael, there's not a problem, Bino Sayin. So if I have a bottle of wine, yes, and a guy touches it, a goy touches it in my house, and it's Mavushal, Rashi writes, Yain Mavushal's Usher Mutter Bano, but it's Usher Mishtiyah. So how does the Gemara have a story with Shmuel Vavlate? The Gemara has a story with Shmuel, the great Amora, sat with a goy, Avlate, a very fine non-Jew. They were drinking. And Avlate, Lamaisa, Avlate goes like this. Oh, I won't touch the wine. They brought a wine down there where they're sitting down to eat. Avlate goes like this. Shmuel says, don't worry, it's Mavushal. Yain Mavushal is not a problem. What do you mean it's not a problem? Rashi said, Yain Mavushal is what? It's Mutter Banam, it's Asa Mishtiyah. How could Shmuel go ahead and drink it? What's the answer, Binyamin, we said, from the Rishash? It was in Shmuel's house. If it was in Shmuel's house, then you don't have what? You don't have the Gzera of Bino Sayim. So I'm using this as a model. That's what Tosfos Kedushin and I involve is saying the same thing.
Halacha l'maaseh, if someone, let's say, comes to your house, do you have a Yain non-Mavushal?
Halacha l'maaseh, we're machmer l'maaseh. We're machmer in everything. We're machmer in everything, halacha l'maaseh. But that's Rashi Shita. Maga shall akub yena shi yisrael, but basis could be maybe it's very expensive, Yehuda. Maybe we would come up with a kula b'di'evit, but we have to think about halacha l'maaseh. Okay? Continuing now. We got this so far? That's a pshat in the Tosfos. You got it, Aryeh? Please get those three kashas down, l'maaseh, and then we have the Ritva's teretz, kasha on the Ritva, and the answer the Ritva we gave for the Ritva. You want me to go over it? Shmuel, you want me to go over it? Let's go over it. What was Tosfos' kasha? How can we say Paskusis Muteris? How do you say Paskusis Muteris? Pas Hakum. Medexera Paskusi. What does Tosfos say? How can it be Mutter? Why do we make Exera? Because they played stick with us. They tried to hesitate to lay the Binyan Beis HaMikdashani. Oh, so what's Tosfos offer an answer? Maybe the original Kusum. For first generation Kusum, we made Exera on their bread. Not the later ones. That's dead wrong. Because Rabbi Lazar himself is talking this time that Paskusi, anyone eats Paskusi like eating ham. And what does it say that the shechita of a the bread of a what min of an abikoros is like what? Natan, the bread of an abikoros is like what? Like the bread of a kusi. So you see that collectively, we all accept it. It's even for the kusim now. So it's great kasha. So what's the answer? The answer is he made it from what? He made it from a dough of a Jew. Therefore, it's okay. Three kashas on that. Number one, we don't find such a heter by Pasakum. my goy shenimer uses my dough, it's still usher. He baked it. Number two, what do you say about the heter of dough or flour like the ritva? Why don't you say even the wheat if it depends on ownership? And what's number three? Why don't you just have the Jew throw in, turn on a light, and it would have been okay. Let him light the flame like we do. Tos didn't mention any of that. So therefore, the Ritva said what? That the Bryce is talking about before they made Xerah. The Bryce talking about before they made Xerah? What are you talking about? The Bryce was written by the Tanaim who lived hundreds of years after Ezra. How can I say the Bryce was before Ezra? What's the answer to the Taisyantiv? Of course the Bryce was after Ezra. But times of Ezra, we excommunicated them. But the Xerah and Pas was much later because they played games with us. That's what the Ritva means. Okay, so Memelo, that leads us to the next Kasha. Go ahead. Rafi, you're doing a great job. But finish up the toys. Vim Tomar, next Kasha. Oh, how do we trust these guys? How do you know they did Shmir Lishma? You need Lishma by Matzah, which we're going to talk about. Time's late. You need Lishma by Matzah. How on earth can we trust them and did it right? Go ahead. What's the answer? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dawad. He's backing up the Kasha. Go ahead. What does that mean? They're chashed on lifnei iver. Why are they chashed on lifnei iver? They don't care about whether other people do mitzvahs. So even if they don't make the matzah well, they only care about themselves. Okay? So Tosa says, black and white, I want you to get this down in your notes. This is a big discussion. Okay? I might speak about it during a Sirs Be'etshuva. I might say that when they have the shir for the whole yeshiva, different hours. So Lamaisa, Lifnei Iver Losita and Michshol, please get this down, Binyamin. Get this down, Aryeh. The two approaches, refrain, Shlita, the great Gaon writes in his Sefer. He has a Sefer in Lomdus on Moed Katan and on Tzmuru. You with me? Charlie, get this down. The classical case we gave of Lifnei Iver was what? Giving a cup of wine to a Nazir. Is that correct? Yes? Giving a cup of wine to a Nazir. Okay. Let me ask you a question. What happens if you give him the cup of wine and he doesn't drink it? Am I overly naive or not? Natan, get this down. So this is a big machloikis between the pre-Yitzchok and the Yad Malachi. The Yad Malachi says you are not over. The pre-Yitzchok says you are over. And he writes a beautiful shtickle tire to prove it that it's a machloikis in the Rishonim. But I want you to just get this now. The two approaches to Lifnei Iver are, number one, a person that engages in tricky or deceptive behavior. You're trying to hurt someone. You're a lahachasnik. That is the nature of the veir. It's giving an eitzah that's a bad eitzah sheno genis. Giving bad advice is a clue on Lifnei Iver. That sheds light on the whole approach. You are a tricker, you're a deceiver. You're a horrible person. And that's the approach to Lifnei Iver, number one. Number two is no. Number two is you're an accomplice to an Aveira. You're a Messiah Aveira. You're an accomplice, you're an assistant to a guy doing an Aveira. Those are the two approaches to Lifnei Iver. Everyone got that? Either what? Ramos, Lifnei Iver. Ramos, trickery, deceptive behavior, or Messiah. You assist him in doing an Aveira. You plug it in for me. If you hold number one, if I offer a cup of wine to a Nazir and he doesn't drink it, was I over Lifnei Iver? Which approach says yes, which approach says no? Number one says what?
Yes.
Why? Because I engage in tricky behavior even though I wasn't successful. Yes? I try to hurt a guy. If you hold that it's what being an accomplice to an Aveira, did he do an Aveira? No.
No.
Now get this down. Get this down. If you are machshel a guy not to do a mitzvah's essay, like our case, Tosa's asking the Kusim, how can we trust them? How can we trust them to make our matzahs, to manufacture our matzahs? They don't care about us. They won't make it lishma. They won't guard it properly. They'll be overly naive here. What do you see from Tosis? And Rashi is basically the same thing. that you are overleaf naiver, not just when I give a piece of ham to a guy, not just when I give Avram Menachai to a goy, not just when I give a cup of wine to a nazir, but even if I machshel a guy to not do a mitzvah, not to shake a lulav, not to blow the shofar, not to eat matzah, I am overleaf naiver. Which approach is that taking? Which approach is that taking? Because I'm engaging in tricky behavior. Why is it not too dopey?
Because it's not a
Nevera. It's not a Nevera? Not to eat matzah? I can't hear you. Okay, but what does that mean? Meaning that what? I'm a horrible guy for what? Trying to get a guy not to eat matzah. But what did the Torah say? Eat matzah, eat matzah. I didn't do anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't do anything. I didn't eat ham. I didn't eat, we're shotness. The Torah says you have to proactively eat matzah. I'm a horrible guy for stopping the guy from eating matzah. But am I really overly favored? What is the Aveira here? Was I messiah him in eating ham? I was messiah him in what? We're in shotness? I wasn't. Does everyone see the sharp distinction? I was messiah him in not eating the matzah, but the mitzvah's eating the matzah. I think that's what you meant, Charlie and Dovey. It's a mitzvah's essay. So if you take the second approach, I would not be what? I would not be overly fever. Please get this down in your notes. Rashi and Tosfos are taking a stand that you can be overly fever on a mitzvah's essay because they are taking a stand on the approach of what? That the nature of fever is what? Is trickery. That is what they say, Beferus. You follow what I'm saying? They are taking a stand on this. Both mitzvahs on a mitzvah's essay. Bittul mitzvah's essay. Plain and simple. Rashi saying that in Tosfos as well. Rashi mentioned Lif Na'iver. Rashi really, he just said, Bottle what? Did Rashi mention Lif Na'iver? He just said, Yashav Lachal Avar Essay. So he implies that, but Tosfos spells it out. I'll give you one more riot to this. There's a stunning chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, that you're overly fnei'ivir only when you do it b'mezid. And the Shnos Yomin in the Stechemin says that's nuts. Every lav in the Torah can be over two modes. Either what? Shogeg or either mezid. Not lifnei'ivir. Lifnei'ivir is only when you do it b'mezid. Why would that be? That's what the Shnos Yomin asks. Why should that be? Why should Leaf Never be different than any other lav? You understand the kasha? What's the answer, are you?
Trickery.
If it's trickery, trickery by its very nature means what? Malicious, on purpose. And therefore, get this down, it's rock the mason. Rock the mason. According to certain shitas. If you hold number two, what it'll be? If you hold number two, what it'll be? Bain to what? Bain to shogay, bain to mezid. Because you assault, if you assist the guy in Avera, that could be in two modes.
If hold number two, then giving a guy bad business advice is not
violent
favor?
No, it's a Shano Genis is number one approach.
Right, so if you hold number two, then it wouldn't violate?
Well, we normally assume a mice, it's a good kasha, but it builds up. It's a Shano Genis fits the number one much better. Okay? It's a good kasha. Yes, Raf. Yes. Kineva Stas is similar to Eitz Sheino Genis, but it applies to both a Jew and a Goy. More Chulin in our Masech the Daf Sadi base. Also, legal Daf Prius a few me Akum. Leif Neiver is usually a little bit more concrete. Kineva Stas is all esoteric. That you fake the guy out, you deceive the guy.
Deceive.
Yeah, but this is deceiving through actually doing a Maisa or giving bad advice, which also includes what? Yeah. That would also be Kineva Stas. Geneva Stas usually is just Das, which is esoteric. But Lamaisa, you're right. Eitz Hashem Genis would be that too as well, no doubt. So let's see Tosha's answer. But I'm pointing out from Tosha's Kasha, you see the Shtickle Torah we just said? Okay. Benji, you got it?
Yeah.
Tosis is taking a stand in this. Okay, so let's see Tosis's answer. Go ahead. Wow. What's the answer? He was with them the whole night. So the same matzah the Kusi ate, the Yid ate. So if the Kusi ate from, you know it's good. You can't trust him otherwise, because he doesn't care about us. So Tos make a new kimta. Get this down in your notes, are you? Rishasha asks, Rafi, get it down. The Rishasha asks on this Tosis's answer. He says, I don't understand. I don't understand, Lamaisa. This is quite difficult. Why is this quite difficult? Why is this quite difficult, you think? Because you think you're going to be with him the whole night? What are you going to do? You're going to check with him? When is the Jew going to find out? When is the Jew going to find out or not whether he had other matzahs or not? The stomach will find out in the morning whenever he goes to shul. No. He's having separate seders. He's not having a seder with him, push-up shot. And then it'll be too late already. If he finds out that what? That he's not eating the same matzahs, then I can't trust him. Oh, go back and eat your matzahs. It's already done. Seder night's gone. That's a Rishash's kasha. That's number one. Number two, when does Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah say you can eat the matzah until? Jake, when does Rabbi Lazar say you can eat the matzah until? Chatzos. Remember, some of Tanoim, can you eat the whole night till the morning? Or can you stop at Chatzos? So according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, what does that mean? Right? What does he mean when he says that? Even if you say what? Even if you say like the what, you understand, what does he mean is kasha? So he asks that kasha, he says, according to Blazim and Azariah, this man achil is what? Until chatzos. So the truth of the matter is that even in Teferis Yaakov's answer, which we're going to get, but let's get the kashas. You got the kashas? The kashas are very strong here. Yeah, what are you going to be with them? You're not going to find out till the morning. It's too late. And according to Blazim and Azariah, also you only have till chatzos. Even if you were planning to go over, Mistom, you weren't going to go over before Chatzos. And then you'll find out at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's too late already, right? So get this answer down. You know what he answers to Rishash? Maybe we're talking about what? Yontif Sheni. What do you mean Yontif Sheni? How does that help you, Yontif Sheni? How does that help you when you say Yontif Sheni? What'd you say? What'd you say?
You can ask him after the first night if you already have
up. Right, and that'll help you for the future Seder, second night. Yes? Why is that a problem? Why is that l'chur? Not necessarily a problem, but Bizman Tanoim, Yontif Sheni, and Chutzarach was what? It was a Savik D'Raisa, according to Tysus. It was a Savik D'Raisa. So, we don't want to what? We don't want to basically what? Get in a situation like that by a Savik D'Raisa. Second of all, it's very, very severe to say we're only talking about the second Seder. Rishash is a very duchok answer. So what's the Tiferes Yaakov's answer? Listen to this. He was with him the whole night. You have to talk about the case. Get it down in your notes that the Jew is with the Kusi the whole night. And if the Kusi ate from matzah, he'd eat from whichever one he ate from. And then you know it's for sure it's good. So that's what he means, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because maybe the Kusim hold what? Maybe the Kusim say you can eat the whole night. And we say what? So he'll eat his kutzi after his shmur after chatzos, and we won't be able to because it's too late for us. That's what he meant, that answer. That's what he meant when he said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So in other words, but the answer is that what I traced him the whole night. I'm with him the whole night. Whatever he eats from, I'll eat from. Only problem is that he might think he can eat the whole night and I'll have a shmur after 12, and I have to stop at 12. So that's a little bit difficult. That's a little bit difficult, Lamaisa, to say like that. But what is Tosa saying, Gittin? Let's get it. Yudim Ravdim Maskel Matzas. What is Tosa saying, Gittin? We're talking about a case when we know for sure that Kusi has no other matzas. This is the one, guys. This is the only one he has. This is the one he's going to eat, and if I'm going to rely on this. Done. Please get that down. That's what Tosa writes at Gittin Mefarish. We know Bavados, he has no other matzas. So therefore, it's good. So that's how you learn up the Tosas. This is how we learn up the Tosas, okay? We got this? We got this, Chlor? Okay? Alright, very good. Now we have this whole mahalach we got to do about Lishma. So let's save that for Sunday. Okay? Let's save that for Sunday, B'ezras Hashem. We have a whole mahalach we got to do about Lishma and Matzah. And the difference between Lishma and Kavanah. B'ezras Hashem will do that on Sunday, and then we got to go weiter. So let's finish up with Chumash now. Okay? Let's finish up with Chumash. We have a mitzvah in the Parsha of Bikurim. And this mitzvah of Bikurim is very critical. In fact, in my opinion, this mitzvah of Bikurim is the makor of the most important mitzvah that every person should have as a ben Torah. And that is the mitzvah of Akar Satov. To be a person that is gracious, has the ability to say thank you, and it can express it in a very firm way, and a clear way, and not a insincere way. The farmer brings the first fruits, he says, thank you, Hashem. Thank you for everything you've given me. And the truth is, the Meshech Chochma says, it says Hashem's name 13 times in the Parsha of Bikurim. That's Keneged Yud Gimel Midas. The more you're a gracious person, the more you cling to Hashem. That's the first Kiddush I want you to get down. We're going to mention 12, 13 Kiddushim right now about Akar Satov. It is the Bininav of all Midos. You know how you say in the morning, Yud Gimel Midos? You know what a Bininav is? You take one din and expand it to Kol Drakulu. You want to be a good person, a Ben Tayer. I never saw a guy who's a good person who doesn't have a Akar Satov. It's impossible. To be an appreciative person, that's what it means. You cling to Hashem. And this part says Hashem's name 13 times. Keneged the 13 times that Hashem's name is mentioned in the Yud Gimel Midos. And what does it say at the end of what? Parshas Ki Tisa. It mentions Bikurim. It's amazing. It mentions Bikurim in Ki Tisa. Because in Ki Tisa, where it mentions the Yud Gimel Midos. In Ki Tisa. Because when you thank Hashem, you thank a human being. You're clinging to the Eibishter. The Eibishter wants us to be appreciative and have gratitude. And that's why his name is mentioned. That's why his name is mentioned 13 times in the Parsha. Now please get this. Number two, you must say pepeh. I meant to say thank you. I meant it. Then say it. You have to articulate it. You have to say it when you bring the first fruits.
It's my heart. It's in my heart. I meant it.
Come on. You can't say thank you. That's the second finish. Number three. What does the word Yehudi mean? What does Yehudi mean? Yehudi means a Jew. It means to thank. The essence of a Yid is to be an appreciative person. Yehudi. The Gemara says to be kofar avodah zarah, to recognize Hashem. It's to acknowledge. It means to admit to. What do you do when you thank? You admit, acknowledge that someone did something for you. That's the essence of a Yid. That's number three. Number four, the Medrash Tanchuma says that if you're an ingrate and you can't roll the words thank you off your tongue, you're not Bikiris. Lo Zachar Yosef Ishkacheyu. The butler forgot, did not remember Yosef, and he forgot him. Why did the Torah have to say both? Not forgetting, not remembering is synonymous with forgetting. Why does the Torah have to say both? It says the Medrash Tanchuma, someone's a kofi tov, is not Bikiris. The butler was acting like an apikiris. You can know Shas and Rambam, but you can't say thank you like a mensch. Your selam lokim is lacking. Number five. This koch of akar satov can apply even to an inanimate object. Doesn't mean you walk around like a meshugah to thank the desk. What it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu refuses to strike the water regarding the blood and frogs, because he was born out of the water. He refuses to strike the land with Kenan, because because the land helped him when he killed the Mitzri. It's a nature of a person. He has a karstof even to inanimate objects. There's a story about the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kuslin Zatzal, that to his old age, he insisted on watering the bushes in his yeshiva. And the Bachur said, Rebbe, let's do it. He said, no, I have a curse to talk to bushes. Because he hid 8 hours in the bushes when the Nazis pillaged Vilna. And and 6 months before the Nazis came, he was walking. He was the youngest guy in Chaim Moser. They were walking and talking and learning. And Reb Chaim also would interrupt the learning and say, you see that plant? That's good. You see that plant? That's poisonous. And he would keep doing this, interrupting learning. Reb Chaim also was the Gadol HaDor. We wouldn't interrupt learning. You know why he was telling him? Because he knew Baruch HaKodesh, the Nazis were coming, and that Rav Gusman would have to live on berries for 2 years. He hid in the forest. So he had a karsa tov to the bushes too, because he lived off the bushes. It applies even to inanimate objects. Number five we're up to, correct?
Six.
We're up to six. This koch of Akaras HaTov can even allow a person to revive the dead. There's only two stories in all of Tanakh where there's revival of the dead. Two babies, one by Eliyahu HaNavi and two by Elisha HaNavi. The story with the Yechezkel, that Tzomos, the dry bones, according to one sheet of the Gemara, was a dream. It was a vision. It's a shiloh whether it really hit. It's a machlokes whether. But this was mamish reviving the dead. What's the story in the background behind that? Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha HaNavi had nowhere to go, nowhere to sleep, nowhere to eat, nowhere to drink, and these two families brought them in. Now, you can't imagine the level of Eliyahu HaNavi and Elisha HaNavi, the Kedusha, but they were such great people, and Talmidei Chacham and mentioned that their feeling of an outpouring of gratitude was so great that Hashem gave them one of the three keys. There's three keys, the Gemara says in times, to rain, to childbirth, and to what? Chias HaMesim. And he gave them one of the three keys because they had such an outpouring of thanks to this family. They lost their babies. They revived them. Only this meat of a Karsa Tov. We don't find it because of humility. We don't find it because of what? Hasmada. We only find it what? Because a person is gracious, appreciative. Number seven. We find in Parshas Matos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, destroy Midian. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? What does he do? He tells Pinchas, go do it. Lead the war. If Hashem tells you to walk across the street, you do it. You don't shell it off on someone else. What's going on here? It says, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's how the baby Yeshiva, the mirror. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu grow up to be the man of Yisrael? Where did he mature? What country? Midian. Now he's told to obliterate them off the map? Hashem is asking Moshe Rabbeinu to be an ingrate? Impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu stands on his head and reinterprets what it means. It means go see to it that it's done, but not you. That's a chutzpah. That's an audacity to reinterpret Dvar Hashem. Yes, you can do that with only one midah. If Hashem tells you not to be a Makar Tov, it cannot be. If Hashem will tell you to get angry, then you would do it, even though anger is terrible. Hashem will tell you to be a Balgavi, you would do it. If Hashem tells you to be an ingrate, it is unacceptable. You must reinterpret it and say, you stand on your head and reinterpret the Dvar Hashem, only with the meat of a Karsa Tov. Number eight. It applies even to shogeg. Some guy tried to hurt you, but it turned out good. Hashem orchestrated it turned out good. You still have to say thank you to that guy. Even if he did it to shogeg, the good thing that happened. Unless he's going to like punch you or something. But if he's accepting it, then you have to what Makar Tov to him. Where do you find that? Moshe Rabbeinu escapes from Mitzrayim, says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and he comes to the well. And the Benos Yisro are being abused by other shepherds. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and saves them. So they come to their father and they say, Abba, Yisro, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. An Egyptian man saved us. Do you know what the Medrash says? Moshe Rabbeinu interrupted them and chimed in and said, don't thank me. Thank the Egyptian man that I killed in Mitzrayim that caused me to flee from there to come to this well. Moshe Lomad Davar Daima. There's a baby, God forbid, drowning in a lake. And there's a man who just was bit by a wild donkey. It's a terrible cut and it's getting infected. And he runs to the lake to clean out the cut. He sees the baby drowning and he saves the baby. And the family says, sir, what can we do for you? He says, don't thank me. Thank who? think the wild donkey. That's how Kursa Tov, the halacha applies even b'shogeg. Even if a guy did something to you, he's trying to hurt you, but he did it b'shogeg. What number are we up to? What?
Nine.
What is the only bracha when we say by mincha that we're going to say ourselves? In Shliach Tzibor, in Chazar Shashatz, Modim. Says the Avudrom, you cannot give thanks to Hashem through a Shliach. You got to do it yourself. It's a very personal mitzvah. It's like the Taisus Rid writes in the second Perek Kedusha, mitzvah shebeguf, you cannot do through Shlichas. It's the only bracha, says the Avudrom, that we say. Beautiful thought. Okay, we have to finish up a few more Kedushim about it. And that is, there are no statute of limitations by it. I don't care how many years ago the guy helped you. Avram Avinu stayed at the same hotel, says the Ksav Sofer, Pshat and Rashi. When he was poor, when he went to Mitzrayim, then he came back as a millionaire, he stayed at the same one-star hotel. I don't care if you're a different person now, a different status. You never forget what that person did for you. Could be years ago. Hakar Zatov is always there. Number 11. We don't believe in a Karsa Tov like Amon and Moav do. Amon and Moav do say it's like a scorecard. You help me, I help you, we're done. Even Stephen. Lot escorted Avram. Avram saved Lot from the kings. Done. When we want bread and water, do they give it to us? No. Oh, we're on our own ways. We are not like that. Someone helps you, I don't care how many times you helped them back, you never forget he helped you. It's not a scorecard. It's not reciprocal. It's not reciprocity. And last one for now is the halacha of a national level. You know why Mitzrayim was destroyed, the whole nation? Because they had no Hakaras HaTov to Yosef, who created an economic system for them to survive and to be what? Successful. And to do great. They're the greatest economic nation in the world because of Yosef HaTzadik. And this is what they do to us? They give us hard labor? On a national level, it's Kafui Tov. Hashem says, you guys got to be destroyed. Such a level of what? Ingraciousness? On a national level? That nation must be destroyed. Hashem won't tolerate it. What is the source of this mitzvah, guys? Bikurim in our parsha. Hakaras HaTov. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, the mitzvah of Sipri, Sis Mitzrayim, is by the Seder. You retell a story because we have graciousness, gratitude to Hashem. He made us the Am HaNifkar. And what does the Alshach HaKadosh say, Arbaya Rami Ovid Avi? What does it have to do with Yerim Mitzrayim? Says the Alshach HaKadosh. What did Lavan, Arami Ovid Avi's Lavan? How does Lavan have to do with Mitzrayim? Because Lavan switched what? Rachel and Leah. If Yosef would have married Leah, I'm sorry. If Yaakov would have married Rachel, who would have been the firstborn? If he would have married Rachel first, who would have been the firstborn? Yosef. There would have been no jealousy. We wouldn't have been sold to Mitzrayim. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Arami over the Yerim Mitzrayim. He's the one who caused it, says the Alshach HaKadosh. And let us close with this notion of Torah. The non-Jewish nations, they build stones, monuments for their kings. What do we build stones for? The Torah! To write the Torah on it. The Ramban says it might even be a nace. How do you fit the whole Torah on the stones? He says, mamash a nace. The Tochacha in our Parsha is Lashon Yachid. In B'chukosai, it's what? Lashon Rabim. There's no Nacham at the end of this one. Because if you're a Yachid, you're not associated with the Tzibor, it's hard. A person could get destroyed. The Tzibor in the Chukosai, there's a Lashon of Nechama. Hashem never destroys that Klal Yisrael. The more you do with the Tzibor, the more you'll be better. Rabbi Abachai says the Lashon in what? In B'chukosai is Lashon what? First person, the Tochacha. In our parts, it's third person. Says Rabbi Abachai, because the Tochacha in B'chukosai is connected by a specific Rishon, where there was the Shechina. So Hashem said, this is connected by Hashem, where the Shechina was not there. That's why it's third person. Moshe Rabbeinu is relating what Hashem will do and what he did. We have to realize the more we do for the tzibor, not for yechidin, the more we're involved in the karas hatov. And maybe that's the pshat to answer your kasha, Noah. Why do you say to the Kohen, your God, to tell him you have to have a karas hatov too? You have to have a karas hatov, not just me. I'm bringing my first fruits. I'm the farmer. But you have to also, Mr. Cully. Respectful way, don't worry. But your God, you follow me? That's how I want to answer your kasha. Noah asked me, why did you say your God? It's also my God when I bring the fruits. This is the chiddush we want to suggest. You follow me? I cannot tell you guys how much you must work on this meat of a karas hatov to say it sincerely, authentically. Thanking your parents, your siblings, your friends. All the good meat is flow from it. A guy who thinks everything's coming to them, it's a horrible thing. Negative things come from you. But if you're makpid on it, Hashem will bless you with all your endeavors and good things. And Bez Hashem, you and your family should have a good Gemen Shor with a good Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Sunday we continue, guys.
Thank you,
Rabbi. Okay, let's stop Minchin. Thank you. Let's stop Minchin. Are you in down for the Yom? Okay, you don't want to. Ben Yom, you in down for the Yom? Okay, let's go. Actually, you should be definitely not sell. I gotta go.